This WCBM podcast is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barrowy at 410-266-1120 or online at saferetirementsolutions.com.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Miss Robin's here with us this morning.
Good morning.
Not Miss Robin anymore, though.
Not for last month.
Don't sound so happy. Anyway, we're going to talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. Didn't get to do any hunting this week. I live vicariously through the people I talk to around the state. I talked to a fellow yesterday. I was down at Lindy Seafood and headed towards Taylor's Island. I don't know if that's Wolford or whatever that address is there, but fellow come in. He said, I've never seen anything like it. He said, we hunted Madison Bay this morning. He said, nothing but canvasbacks and bluebills for 2 hours. Flocks of 500 bluebills.
That's cool.
And they call them blackheads locally, you know, but they're bluebills. Their real name is Scop, greater and lesser. And
what makes one greater and what makes one lesser?
A little bit of size difference, but also the number of white feathers in the wings of some kind. I don't know the difference, really. I think I've killed both of them, and if you look on the wall, there's probably one of each, but we'll see. I know there's at least a greater there, I think, but anyway. Duck season's going out with a bang, depending on where you are. A lot of guys couldn't get out on the ice, through the ice. You know, the places were not working for them, but the guys that did find open water, they found the birds. And so hopefully that'll be your deal today. Same with the geese. The geese are just everywhere. And nothing but good goose shoots. I met some great guys from Massachusetts the other day, and a couple guys from Virginia. So, you know, cool stuff. So, anyway, if you're headed out this morning for a deer hunt, deer season's into the end of the month, or also for any waterfowl hunting, small game, give us a call here. We're ready to go. 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM-680. We're giving away our final, what about two pairs of tickets left, right? Yeah,
yes.
For the Eastern National Out.
I'm going to screw this up, like you just did.
Yeah, Great American.
We have tickets for two different shows. One's going to start
today.
And
the Great American,
Outdoor Show.
Great American Outdoor Show is the one that's been advertising with us in Harrisburg. That's coming up. That's starting the 3rd. And then we've got tickets. We've got a lot of tickets for the National Outdoor Show, which is in Cambridge, Maryland. So we'll give some tickets away on those too. Anybody in the
East? Down below.
Down below. It's
not in Cambridge.
Not in Cambridge. It's down below. Golden Hill. That's right. Yeah. Golden Hill K-8, right? South Dorchester K-8.
I know they're little people because sitting on those little chairs.
Yes. Anyway, it's down below. So anybody on the shore that wants to go to the Great American Outdoor Show, the World Muskrat Skinning Championship,
You don't have to just be from the Eastern Shore. No, people over here might like it, too.
Well, if you want to make that trip, you know, support the economy of
I've never seen muskrat skinning, and I'm looking forward to it.
Never seen muskrat skinning?
Mm. I think I'm looking forward to
it. It's fascinating. They had muskrats at Cool Ice yesterday when we stopped for fish. Mm. Right there in the end, muskrats.
You know, we didn't. We said,
What?
I got a little tongue-tied.
What?
We mentioned where we had our reception But we didn't mention that one of our sponsors actually made our cake.
That's right.
And it was awesome. And we went to do a shout out for them because they did such a great job. And we did not do it. Bay Country Bakeries. And it was really good.
Yeah, everybody liked
it. We should have gotten more cupcakes, though, because people went through those cupcakes like crazy.
Yeah, the cupcakes, they ate them like cookies.
They were like, whoop.
Gone. Yeah. Smaller cake, bigger, more cupcakes. That would have done it.
Yep. Poor planning on my part.
I try to tell you.
You did. I'll give you, I don't give you much, but I will give you that one.
Try to tell you. Anyway. All right, let's talk about today. So we've already got a couple of emails here. Big John, old man John, and Paul and Natalie in Ferndale. Hey, Paul and Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just calling in, checking in. Robin's in there today, so I needed to say hello to her.
No, there you go.
Yeah, I decided to get up this morning. Actually, I stayed home to get some stuff done last week, and I actually was up the entire time. I never got my extra nap.
That's right. That's right.
From the minute he walked out the door, I was up doing stuff.
Tickets are going out today. Tickets are going out today in the mail, so you'll have them plenty of time.
Natalie was wondering that. She was so excited when
she won, and Linda won, and I don't have Wesley's name, address. Wes, if you want to call in from Westminster, we'll be glad to write your address down. I got Billy Summers' address, got Natalie's address, got Linda's address, but I don't have Wes's address, who won the first week, 2 weeks ago. So, but we're giving away two more pairs of tickets today, and then that'll be it. That's all we've got left, right? So
yep.
I'm glad Natalie won. So I guess you guys are going to Harrisburg, huh?
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
Yeah,
we're
going up that week, early that week.
Yeah, I think we're... Go ahead.
Is that ticket for any of the days during that week?
Any day, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
General admission for any day. Yep.
She wants to take her son with us. I think he's 4.
Okay, I don't know what it's gonna do.
Well,
but
I looked it up. I think it's like 6, either 6 and under or 5 and under is free.
Oh, well,
he'll have a great time
he'll
though.
He'll have
all
a good time looking at all the critters. That's for sure. Yep.
Yeah, I mean they sure that they had a bunch of other stuff too, a casting event.
Oh, there's only 1,100 exhibitors, so I'm sure he'll find something to look at. No question.
Right.
Yep.
I have another question. The Savage 220.
Right.
What round do you use in that?
Whatever works best. I usually, when I get a new shotgun, I buy a couple of different ones. And, I personally, this is a personal opinion, I have been using light field slugs in everything for the last 25 years. Probably ever since I've been on the show, okay? Light field. And the reason I like the light field is it's a big, heavy chunk of lead. And it's solid lead. And, now there are those who will dispute that. Somebody will say, well, you got a 220, you want to shoot 150 yards with it. You can do that with a Remington Copper Solid or some of the new Barnes or some of the new, we can throw that out there for, anybody that has an opinion on what kind of slug to use. Why don't we do that to our listeners this morning, for our listeners this morning, with our listeners this morning, to say, yeah, what slug do you like the best? Do you like the Hornaday? You like the Winchester? You like the Remington? You like the Lightfield? Or do you like something else? Some people like Barnes. Some people like, who knows? Federals. So that'll be a question for everybody today. Today our question is, those of you who hunt with a slug gun, what is your favorite slug to use? Now, primarily we're talking rifled slugs, sabotaged slugs, right?
Yeah.
You're familiar with that, Paul, right? You know the difference.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. A sabot slug is a sabot. I think the word means shoe in whatever language it is. But it's basically the slug is enclosed in a plastic sleeve. Now, what's different with the light field is it's a different type of material. It's not like a shotgun wad. It's a two-piece unit that surrounds the slug and engages the rifling, and when it goes down range, the sabot actually separates into two pieces and goes, and it still has a wad that's inserted in the slug that drives it downrange. So I mean, it's a pretty cool looking deal, that light field. So
kill a lot of
deer with it. I can tell you that.
You know if Clyde sells those?
Yes, they do.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So that works for you. Works for me. Give it a shot.
Awesome.
Literally, yeah, give it a shot.
I'm looking forward to using that.
There you go. All right.
I've been using my 780 with a smooth bore.
Oh yeah, yeah. You will. You'll note the difference when you go to sight it in the first time. And your clover leaf and three slugs at 50 yards. Yeah, you'll be a very happy man. So.
All right,
buddy.
All right, I'll be listening for answers to the questions.
All right, thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Thanks. You guys have a great day, too.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Time for a little slurp of coffee. Mm. Oh, that's good. Okay. Nice and hot this morning. Okay. Yep, colleges, John B. No question. Jacob is, what did he say he's majoring in? Finance.
He's thinking about finance.
Thinking about finance. And where did he say he's, sure, Drexel?
That I did not talk to
him. Who was talking to him? Somebody. Oh, maybe it was Tom. Drexel, I think, is what he said.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, he's been accepted to Drexel. He's toured the campus. So.
Awesome.
We'll see. Okay, so folks are going to get a little preview of what's going on in Annapolis. There's going to be a Sunday hunting debate this year. It's going to be a bill introduced on Sunday hunting, statewide Sunday hunting. This is going out in the newsletter here. You know, today in Annapolis, there's a renewed effort once again to reach a statutory compromise on statewide Sunday hunting. The Maryland Hunting Coalition is at the table. Okay. Initially conveyed by some, was the same thing we've heard over and over. That is, let DNR have the regulatory authority to sanction all Sunday hunting in the future and trust it will always happen each hunting season. The twofold concern about that is that it would undo all the remarkable efforts made by local governments since 2002 to allow Sunday hunting. Remember, in 2002... only 12 counties approved of any Sunday hunting, and today we only have 3 counties that do not allow any Sunday hunting. And number two concern is it would vest complete authority with the bureaucracy to determine Sunday hunting in the future, which could easily be undermined by a future elected anti-hunting governor. Now, we don't have that right now. Everything's fine. We haven't had an anti-hunting governor since Paris Glendening. But we never know what's going to happen in the future. That's why we've insisted that everything is preserved. Every law that has been passed for Sunday hunting in every county be preserved. So here's where we're at. The Maryland Hunting Coalition has always rejected that notion that, you know, you just give it all to DNR and let them control it. There's a difference between what's enacted by law and what you can do with regulations. Okay, law is law, and we wouldn't lose that, and the counties that have gained that over the past 15 years wouldn't lose that. So here's where we are. Instead, we've advanced the notion that any such bill maintain all existing Sunday hunting, again advanced by local governments during the 2002 through 2017 period via local sportsmen and sportswomen and their local governing bodies, and vest regulatory authority for all future Sunday hunting by regulation. This, we believe, is a fair compromise and would permit more days of field, which are convenient to the hardworking men and women of Maryland who love to hunt on their day off. Now, we don't know if this can be accomplished. But there will be a statewide Sunday hunting bill introduced in the halls of Annapolis this year. Okay? Maryland Hunting Coalition is on it, all over it. And if you're a member, you should receive this information in your next newsletter coming out probably this weekend, if not Monday at the latest. So all the details will be there, and I'm not being cagey about it, but you know, we've seen the draft. We've worked with the sponsors on some changes to the draft to get to a final bill, and that is still in the drafting stage. You know, the people in the bill drafting part of the General Assembly are just always overwhelmed at this time of year, working on all types of bills, you know, like 3,000 of them. So that's where we are. But it's coming, and I wanted you to know that it's coming. So, and there's some other stuff too, but we're not close enough to tell you anything about it. And I'm not trying to be cagey about this, but I do want to tell you that the coalition is heavily involved, working with sponsors, working with the working with people crafting the bill, and that's where we are. So your support is needed for the Maryland Hunting Coalition a couple of different ways. Join, number one, so you're informed and get the newsletters. Two, get involved, if you would. And three, support us. And, you know, we have a year-round lobbyist who works 24/7, 365, it seems. But, you know, I mean, if there's anything that comes up, you know, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, when the session is not in session, when the General Assembly is not in session, we're usually working on it. And so, you know, your support is needed. We are, quite frankly, we're out of money. We're out of money going into the spring. Our fundraiser is not till the end of March. We need to pay the bills and we need to pay our contract. Now, the directors, including me, get nothing, zero. There's no wages. There's no salary. There's no stipend at this point. The directors are complete volunteers. The advisors are volunteers. And, you know, the advisors are the leaders of the statewide hunting organizations, the trappers and waterfowlers and bow hunters and things like that, you know, retailers and taxidermists and other people that are representative in the industry. So join the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Go on the website and join. It's free to join so far. And, you know, you'll get the newsletter. We'll ask you for a contribution in the newsletter. We'll ask you to come to our event, which is March 31st in Westminster, which is our, you know, fourth dinner and benefit. Great food, Robin. Great food.
Awesome food.
Yeah, no question. A lot of guns and a lot of stuff given away and a great time. The beer's free. You know,
wine too, don't they?
I don't know.
Beer and wine?
I don't know. Beer's free. I don't know if wine's free or not.
All I know is it's a good time. I've won a crossbow myself for my daughter. We had friends that won a gun last year. Lots of guns. Lots of neat things given away.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be more different
guided hunts,
yep,
for deer.
A bunch
and
of variety this year.
A lot of stuff. Yep, a lot of stuff. We're giving away our feature gun that's on the website, that Browning BPS with the gold engraving. That's going to be gone. So.
And then it's always fun, the last giveaway of the show when the last man standing.
Yeah, we got to get
that gets exciting.
We got to get a gun for that. We got a brand new Benelli coming too. Yes, we do, in cryptic camo. That's going to be cool.
I don't know what cryptic camo is.
I know you don't know, but it's going to be cool. So anyway, Maryland Hunting Coalition is active, involved. We're the last line of defense for those who threaten our hunting heritage in Maryland. You know, we're trying to advance things to help hunters. You know, it's the General Assembly, you know, it's the general. And so we've been extremely successful so far in a number of different things, not only in things that we've advanced, but things that we've stopped from happening, like the commercial sale of venison and things like that. So, you know, help us help hunters. That's what I'm saying. Sunday hunting, right?
Yep.
And you.
And help hunters help others too.
Yes. Help hunters help others. We, Robin hears the conference calls and the calls on the speakerphone and all that.
It's fun. And when they say they work all the time, they work all the time.
Yeah. She can tell you. All right.
He's heard about it.
410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would like you to call in. If you'd like to claim the last four tickets, we'll probably give away a set this hour and a set next hour. We pick a caller at random. Maybe you give us a good reason to give you a ticket to the Great American Outdoor Show, which is coming up February 3rd through the 12th, I think, 10 days. And we're also giving away tickets to the
National Outdoor Show,
73rd year. And why is that important right now? Well, Robin and I have another company called Bucks, Bears, Stags. And it's a scoring enterprise for white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears in Maryland. So if you're taking a nice white-tailed deer and you are curious about the score and whether it would make the record book that we'll publish soon, end of the year, you'd like to have it scored, go on our website and submit a form that you'd like to have your antlers scored. But we are having a scoring event at the National Outdoor Show. We met with the board the other night, right?
Yep.
And we got our room, which we're excited about.
Mm-hmm. And we're right by a really nice, neat decoy carver.
Yeah. Warren Saunders has been a friend for a long time.
And there's a lot of other neat things they were talking about.
Oh, all
the
kinds
candy
of
ladies.
The candy ladies and taxidermy displays. And
that man, his display of his own trophies.
His own game, yeah.
Takes up a whole room.
Yeah, so.
And then you got muskrat skinning.
Muskrat skinning, the Little Miss Outdoors.
And the Big Miss Outdoors.
Yeah, all that. It's all coming up.
They actually had a fundraiser for it the other day where they had a womanless beauty pageant.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
300 and some people.
What'd they say?
338 or something.
I thought it was two.
There was a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Standing room only.
Yep. So. Yeah, womanless beauty pageant. The picture was on the front page of the paper. Scary.
I thought it was neat.
I'm going next year.
All right.
Okay. You go.
I am.
All right. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and now Bay Fishing Tackle, too. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. That's stackable crab traps and commercial pots and rigged trot lines and trot line parts and live boxes and nets and ropes and buoys and stainless steel steamers and a full line of Bay Fishing Tackle and gear. You ought to see their website. A lot of nice stuff on there. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply today and tomorrow at the Kent Island Fisherman's Flea Market. And then on April 14th, it's their own open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, call Bay Country Crabbing Supply at 410-956-0300. Waterman, bring your license for your discount and visit the website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, 410-956-0300.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
All right. Did we talk about Chesapeake Outdoors yet? We did not, did we? We probably ought to do that real quick. Well, not real quick. I mean, you know, they're worth our time, of course. Got my goose hearts cooked up yesterday. You didn't even try them, Robin.
I looked at them.
It's what?
Nothing. I walk in the
they're
kitchen
like,
and
they're like potato chips. I mean, it's good, you know.
These brownish gray, massive, little tiny, not massive, but a big bowl of them that. Just
and they're delicious.
Look like something fell off a tree.
They're delicious.
And fermented on the ground for a long time.
I don't think you should be talking despairingly about somebody who actually is conservative in his cooking and is willing to eat.
I didn't say that you were bad.
They're beautiful.
I just said
they're,
I couldn't
they're
eat
beautifully
them.
Cooked. They're tasty. They need a little salt. I didn't put any salt on them, but they need a little salt. Don't worry. You don't have to eat them. I just need some crackers, a little mustard. And I'll take
I've
care
never
of
seen it. It's something I've never seen before.
Well, then, but you won't taste, so you can't judge.
I just had to look at it.
Well, anyway, I had them saved for me down at Chesapeake Outdoors when they were picking our waterfowl. And did a couple goose breasts, too. She didn't taste that either, but that's okay. We're good. But, look, it's waterfowl season, you guys, and it's going to be a good day. You're going to whack them and stack them and take your geese, take your ducks into Chesapeake Outdoors and have them picked. And they do a particularly good job with breasting them out or doing a whole bird or however you want it, and it's good to go. Full line of Yeti coolers there, the Yeti tumblers. Robin's got one for Christmas. I've got one that I use for my coffee. The bags, the coolers, it's all good. Full line of firearms and ammunition. Crossbows by Raven and Barnett and Mission and Ten Point and Carbon Express and Excalibur and more. Matthews vertical bows for Matthew Solo Cam Bows for compound bows, Bandit and Under Armour apparel. Everything you need for fishing and hunting. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And guess what? Trolling season's coming up soon, and they are stocking the shelves with all the rockfish stuff. So be the first ones to go in and check it out at Chesapeake Outdoors. Where do you find this great, huge place for outdoorsmen? Well, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's on Kent Island. It's called Dominion Road, 39B, Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoor. Where are our callers? Nobody wants to win any tickets today. Did Wes call in yet and give us his address? Good grief. Come on, Wes. Anyway.
People sleeping today.
Apparently. If they're not going hunting, they're sleeping. But we're giving tickets away. If we don't give two away this hour, we'll give two away next hour. We have one call. Paul, Natalie, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And we threw out the question. If you have a particular slug that you like to use in your shotgun for deer, we'd like to hear about it. My recommendation is, for many years, has always been light field. If you've listened to that show, you know about it. We've run tests with light field, and it's been right up there, either first or second, all the way along. Copper solid is another one that Remington puts out that rates very well, very high, and shoots very accurately. So there we are. Hey, look at that. We got some calls.
Somebody woke up.
Yeah, apparently. So we'll wait till those callers get checked in, and then we'll start talking to them. So there you go. Sometimes it takes a little bit, you know.
They're awake.
Apparently they are now. Show starts at 5, from 5 to 7.
Look, we barely made it here for 5.
Yeah, I know.
Morning.
It was.
Don't be picking on them. We were barely here.
I know. We made it.
We made it on time, even for being stopped at the Bay Bridge for almost 20 minutes.
Oh, I talked about the politics in Annapolis. You know, our Hunter's Rally in Annapolis is called Blaze and Camo Day. That's coming up Thursday. All hunters and trappers in Maryland are invited. The purpose is to let your elected officials of the 2018 General Assembly know that hunters are 100,000 strong in Maryland. We contribute over $266 million to Maryland's economy. 4,500 jobs are based on hunting in Maryland, and hunters are united. Parking at the Navy Marine Stadium parking lot. Be there by 8:30. We'll take the shuttle to the State House and greet lawmakers as they enter the session. 2018 is an election year. We hunt and we vote. Wear your blaze orange cap. Wear your camouflage. No firearms. No knives. No bows and arrows. You need a photo ID to enter the state government buildings if you decide to go inside. And they'll make you put your knife somewhere, if you even have a pocket knife, so you can't carry it. You can email us info@mdhuntingcoalition.org or call me, and we'll go. So look forward to a good group down there this year. And we want to thank Assure Group.
Yes.
And
Scott
Slavin up there in Cecil County for paying for the hats this year, our Blaze Orange hats. So we're grateful to him and the Assure Group up there. Great bunch of insurance folks, particularly farmers. Dun, 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 dun. There you go. There we go. John Catonsville. Good morning, John Catonsville. How are you?
I'm good, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. Hey, give me a quick overview on the air guns. You can use them for hunting or something?
Well, yeah. There's not many air guns that are made that will shoot a round with the minimum requirements for, with bullets. A 40 caliber round, it generates 400 pounds of muzzle energy. Not many air guns do that. But there is an air gun made by Crossman called the Airbow that shoots an arrow, and it shoots it with enough kinetic energy that it'll take down a deer. It's only been approved in Maryland for the firearm season, not archery, not muzzleloader, but only for the firearm season. So you know it's pretty limited as far as the marketplace is concerned. Those airbows run about, I don't know, when it's all said and done, like $1,200.
Well, so, that was my next question.
yeah, and that's about the only one that people are using. Now you can use air guns for that's for deer. Now I was talking about with a 40 right. caliber and the 400 foot pounds of muzzle energy, but you can use pellet guns for small game hunting as well. So you know. Squirrels, rabbits, that type of thing. But, those air guns are legal in Maryland.
Okay, very good. Yeah, yep. Just one other thing. I used to call you every year and argue between the, is the crossbow really archery?
Right.
But looks like next year I'm going to the crossbow.
Well, why is that, John?
Just because of the age and the shoulder and the strength.
Yeah.
So,
well,
what are you going to do? You know.
Well, I get it, and you know, the argument rages on. Is it really archery? I mean, it's held in place by a mechanical device. You know, you hold it on your against your shoulder rather than, you know, holding it at arm's length and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The argument that I always say is, you're still within the same ranges as you are with a compound bow, you know. And reloading is a lot harder, and they're more difficult to maneuver in a tree stand, you know.
Well, that's true from what I hear.
Yeah. The horizontal profile is also, you know, a sign of danger to an animal in the woods. I don't know if you think about this or not. You hold a compound bow, it looks like a tree or a stick or something standing there. You hold a compound bow at the way you're supposed to hold it. It's at a right angle to everything natural in the woods, and you know if you're on the ground with it, it's going to look like some type of predator, profile there that could potentially spook deer quicker than a compound bow. So,
gotcha.
You know, I've got to be able to shoot my compound bow. I can't shoot 65 pounds like I used to, but, you know, anything 50 pounds will shoot right through a deer here in Maryland. So I'm happy with, you know, the reduced, draw weight on my compound.
Gotcha. Okay. So, have you seen that new crossbow with the low profile?
There's several of them. Yeah, the Raven is one that's available at Chesapeake Outdoors, and that is extremely popular. And now 10 Point's come out with one that mimics it. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it any less expensive than the other?
That's the key, isn't it? Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, the Ravens are what? They start at like $1,500.
So. Yeah, they were pricey.
Oh yeah,
I haven't really seriously got into it yet. But
yeah,
coming down the road somewhere.
There's lots of good crossbows out there.
But yep,
one of the biggest selections is at Chesapeake Outdoors. So go check it out.
I'll check them out.
Thanks, John.
All right, Alan. Thanks
you,
a lot. Have a good one.
Yep, you too. Bye bye. Miss Fran, how are you, dear?
Yes. Good morning. How's everybody? Robin, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Fran. Thanks for asking.
That's good. Listen, a couple things was on my mind this morning. You were talking about, you know, how you got to pay the bills and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with all that love in the air over there with you two, I would think maybe I'll think of something for Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
You know how you had a hunter in your family that's no longer here? A husband, a brother, an uncle, or whatever.
Okay.
If we could do a in loving memory and send a donation, and when you do a quarterly magazine, it would be in there, the Valentine love for the hunter that's no longer with us. And people could send a donation, and the hunter that they knew would be listed.
I like that idea.
I like it, Fran. I like it a lot.
Okay. Well, think it over. The next thing was on my mind. I was reading an article about this gadget that it's you can grunt and make this noise to call the white-tailed deer. I know you've tried everything. Have you tried that?
Oh, yeah. I used a grunt call this year to take a deer.
Oh, did you really?
I fell asleep. Yeah. I always carry a grunt call or some type of game call with me, some type of deer call, depending on the circumstance.
Oh.
I've taken deer with fawn bleats. I've taken deer with doe bleats. I've taken deer with grunt calls. First deer I ever shot with a crossbow was a 9-point buck in Cecil County that was on the very first Sunday you were allowed to hunt. I think that was 2003, if I recall. And I was sitting in my tree stand, and I just had this sense that there was an animal, a deer there.
Uh-huh.
And I have a very low grunt call that I use, just kind of like a calming.
Uh-huh.
You know, that type of thing.
Uh-huh.
And it just kind of, to me, it just kind of lets the deer know that there's another deer in the area and that type of thing. So
it works pretty well.
Yeah, well, they work well. So I got this sensation that this deer was behind me, and I turned around and looked, and about 15 yards from me, there was a deer feeding along, a nice buck.
Uh-huh.
And I took the shot with a crossbow, and he only went like 30 yards, but that was my first Sunday deer hunt and success on that. And then this past year, I have a little compact grunt call that I was using. It's a little bit louder, but fell asleep, and the deer were running by me, and I saw two deer. You know, when I woke up, I saw two deer disappear down over this little bench, and there was a deer standing there. And I thought, I don't know what that is. And I grunted, and the deer stopped. And when it stopped with its head behind some laurel. And I finally got the gun up, and I got the binoculars on. I could see two points sticking up from behind the laurel. And I said, well, it's a buck.
Yeah.
And I had my 1954 Winchester Model 94 30-30, which I purchased just because it was made the same year that I was, and took a shot and wound up getting that deer. So, yeah, I mean, as late as this year, I've taken deer with a grunt call.
Oh, yeah. I want to get one of those. As I thought, when I get tired of trying to be quiet, I'm going to try this.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's times to use it and times not to use it. You don't use it when the deer's alert and looking at you.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you kind of do that when his head's down and you want to get his attention. And when he looks at you, you know, you stop.
Yeah, and when like he freeze. Yeah,
yeah, and when he put freeze, it, when freeze. He puts his head back down and relaxes, you grunt again, and you right. keep getting his attention, and he keeps getting closer and closer. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, friend.
And I already have my ticket for the festival in Harrisburg.
Oh, good for you.
When are you going, Fran?
Later in the week.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Before the weekend.
Got it. All right. Yep. Cool.
All right.
Good. All right. Hey, will we see you Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Camel Day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. See you down there.
God willing, yes. Okay.
Thanks, dear.
Bye-bye. Great.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There she goes. Bill in Baltimore and Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
The gentleman that called in about 220?
Yeah, Savage 220. Yes, man. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I use the Remington AccuTips, the 3-inch.
Yes.
And they keep great, tight groups at 100 yards.
The AccuTip is the one with the little green plastic tip on
right.
it with the
right,
hole,
right.
with the holes in it, right?
Right.
At 100 yards, good groups.
Oh, yeah.
Remington AccuTip. Okay.
He's taken several deer with, and that's a great gun. Man.
And what's the performance on the deer?
Oh, well, this year we got an 8-point.
No, I mean, as far as the performance, how's the knockdown power? You use 12?
No problem at all there, boy. Yeah. It hits them hard.
Okay, that's what I need to know.
Yeah.
That's on the bucket list, honey, a Savage 220.
Okay.
All right.
Let me write that down.
All right. Very good, Bill. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Remington AccuTip. Copper solid with the AccuTip.
Right.
Got it.
And I want to get in on the... Harrisburg show tickets.
Okay. You're in.
Okay.
All right. Keep listening. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. There we go. And Tom in Baltimore. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, guys. Sorry I overslept this morning.
Yeah, you better be.
Yeah. I want to get a shot at the tickets.
Okay.
Well,
you got a shot.
Good weekend.
What's that?
Good. Have a good weekend.
You do
you
the
too.
Same. Now, you're talking about the Harrisburg tickets, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Thank you, Tom. Bye-bye. There we go. All right. How about that? We had a few callers. That's good. And Fran had a great idea. I like that. Just got this thing that you sent me earlier in the week about this guy in Texas.
Yep.
Guy trespassed on a property, killed a deer after legal shooting hours with a compound bow, checked it in. And, Chuck just sent it to us. Travis D. Johnson of Aubrey, Texas. What did this deer score?
Chuck and I think a lot alike.
Yeah, I know. We'll bring it up here in a little bit. Right now, I got to tell the folks about Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Now, look, you're a full-line Browning dealer. Waterfowl guys out there shooting today and shooting all season and nursing your gun through the season and going, I got to get something else. Maybe you dropped it overboard. That wouldn't be good. Maybe you got too much salt water in it. Maybe you need a new firearm for waterfowl hunting. I'm going to tell you three of them right now. The BPS pump. If you like a pump action shotgun, this gun features bottom ejection. You're not slamming your buddy to your right in the side of the head with your shells when they eject. Bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo, comes with 3 choke tubes, and the BPS is available in any gauge from 410 to 10. 410 to 10. That's right. Then there's the Maxxis shotgun. This is a shotgun that was built by Browning with waterfowlers in mind. It's called the Autoloader Shotgun Waterfowl Hunting Perfection. 3 or 3.5-inch chambers, new power drive gas system reduces recoil when you're doing a lot of shooting. It's the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, also in Mossy Oak camo. Then there's the A5 variety in a lot of camos. Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blades, DuraTouch is a standard model, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive, autoloader shotgun, 100,000 rounder, 5-year guarantee. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet, the A5. All available at Clyde Sports Shop, all available from Browning, your full-line Browning dealer. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Ammunition to match, steel shot 2. 410-242-6108 is the phone number. 242-6108.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, rain does come in for the back of this weekend, but an excellent start to the forecast here this weekend for Baltimore. Sunshine, breezy weather this afternoon. Southwest wind warming us up to near 60 today. 46 with some rain coming in late tonight. 80% chance of some rain showers and some showers likely on Sunday as well with high temps in the 50s. Heavier rains south of Baltimore. Turning cooler early next week. By Tuesday, we're talking lows in the teens Tuesday night. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by My Outdoor TV, February 3rd to the 11th at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Over 1,100 outdoor exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, nearly 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events, and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of guns, hunting, fishing, and archery at the world's largest outdoor show. Tickets on sale now at Great American. AmericanOutdoorShow.org, February 3rd to the 11th in Harrisburg.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We don't have much time for some good music here. Let's see. Wes in Westminster. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Oh, my goodness. You caught me by surprise this morning. I hear my name on the radio.
No, we did. We did mention it that day, but I forgot to call you. So what's up?
That's okay. Oh, let's see. You said something about what slugs.
Yes.
Do I like?
Yes.
I like the federal rifled slug.
Federal rifled slug.
Ounce and a quarter.
Yeah, that's a big. That's a big chunk too. That's the same. Same as Lightfield.
It doesn't fly very at 100 yards. It's not nearly as accurate as like the 1 ounce.
Right.
For knockdown, oh my goodness, you can't beat it.
Yeah. Well, most of your shots are under 100 yards anyway. So.
Exactly. That's how I figure.
Yep. You got her. Okay, buddy. Appreciate that, Wes.
All right.
Thank you.
I hope to see you on Thursday.
Oh, I hope to see you there. Yeah, man. Thursday's Blazing Camo Day in Annapolis.
Yes, indeed.
All right, buddy.
I'm going to be there.
Thanks, Wes.
All right. Talk to you later, Alan.
Bye-bye. Shane in Farmville. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I have a tactical shotgun, so the slug I use is a 1-inch Winchester. It's just very inexpensive. And
okay.
I have a question about on YouTube I saw there was a video and this guy he called it the lost art of shell cutting. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Where somehow it would be birdshot. He would cut the shell all the way around in a fashion that it doesn't connect on the other side.
Right.
I was wondering if you knew the reason why he might do that.
No. I
and it seemed like it when he shot something that other part of the shell just kind of flew out with it. And
right.
Target.
Don't know the answer to that, buddy. I'll have to look at that one. Okay.
Yeah. So I wonder if anybody else has heard of it.
Okay. Well, it doesn't sound very safe to me, but we'll check it out.
Me neither.
Thanks for the call, Shane.
All right, sir.
See you, buddy.
Goodbye.
Bye, bye. Don Stony Beach. What's up, Don?
Hey, nothing except to say good morning.
Morning.
I have to get my coffee. Hey, Miss Robin, good morning.
Good morning.
I have to get my coffee and wanted to enter a contest and just say hi. I'm trying to figure out where to go today. Whether to go to the big show, just one of the smaller shows. Or...
Yeah, got it. Well, enjoy it wherever you wind up.
Okay.
Yep, I know that one in Kent Island is pretty extensive, so...
Yeah, and hopefully I'll see you Thursday.
I'd love to see you there, Don. Thank you.
Take care.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. Here he goes. And Bill in Dundalk, good morning.
Good morning.
Real quick, did you just want to get in the contest?
No, I want to see if some of an argument we had.
Oh, you did? All right. Well, either hang on or call back after the news, would you?
Oh, can I hang on?
Yeah, you can hang on. Well, just stay right on there, buddy.
Thank you.
Chris will put you on hold in just a minute. All right, here we go. Time for me to say for the first hour. Robin, you want to say it? Get out.
Stay out and stay safe.
Thank you.